So the sun came out just as we started. It's just like, there it is. So in the 60s, there was a man called Ram Dass, and he was kind of in the hippie movement, but at the same and at the same time, it's kind of this spiritual quest that he was on, and so he became kind of a spiritual teacher and was one of the first ones in the United States, with along with Alan Watts, who brought this question, you know, of is there more than just who we think we are, and. So two quotes that I'll focus on the first quote that he had, but the funny quote that I often remember is, if you think you're enlightened, go visit your family. It's like, oh, we've got lots of lessons there with our families. But another quote that he said was that the quieter you become, the more you hear. And, you know, our lives are so busy with so many demands and expectations and that sometimes we just don't hear our heart. You know, we get caught up in what I should do or what needs to be done or, you know, what the job expects or what the family expects or whatever, or what I expect. And we don't have very often a time just to be quiet. And I think that's one of the wonderful blessings about Hakone. I mean, I do sit in other places, and in some places it's in the middle of a city, and so you've got sirens, and the neighbors are having a Mexican party next door, and, you know, the dogs are barking. And here, we do hear an occasional siren, or a car, or something like that, or a motorcycle, but it really is quiet here, and I think that's one of the gifts that Hakone can offer people as it goes forward. So, but even as we come in here, and we come with the idea that we want to be quiet and just kind of just get away from the world, as it were, what I find, and I think probably most of you find, is that our minds and our bodies are right with us, and they hurt, you know, pay attention to me, you know. They feel, sometimes they feel really nice, and it's like, oh, isn't this good? I must be doing this wonderfully now. Sometimes, at least part of Zazen is to learn to notice what your mind does. And I can sit and say, okay, well, maybe I shouldn't talk about that. Well, maybe I shouldn't say that. No, just be here. Just trust that whatever you say will be what you need to say. Okay, so I'll breathe, and then all of a sudden it's thinking about something else, you know, like, maybe it's what I consider a wonderful holy thought. You know, it's like, oh, you know, this awareness of something, and then, no, bring it back, just sit. And how very difficult it is, I think, for us to sit in that space of, in a sense, of not knowing, you know, not knowing really why we're there, not knowing what we're going to get out of it. It's just sitting and trusting something that we can't put our fingers on. So part of what I think that something is the space. There's a Japanese word called, correct me if I'm mispronouncing it, ma, M-A, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Ma. And according to where it's used, it has kind of different connotations and different definitions. But one of them that I read about was silence. You know, that it too, you know, if you're playing music, the notes are obvious because of the pause that's between them. If there was no pause, there's nothing, nothing to, it's just all whatever it is. And so I think ma is a wonderful word in that idea of silence to just to really kind of experience as we sit, what is that space that is around us? So when we take a breath, you know, if I think I'm breathing in, if I try to think of something else pushing out, and there is that, that's how space is made, is something and then something. And yes, we can say, and we can figure out it's our body, there's our oxygen level and all these things, but what really causes it? What really? And we don't know. There's no way to, what at that particular moment causes us to realize or experience or become aware of something. I just think it's a wonderful mystery, I guess is the best word. When we were did the Enmeijuku Kanyon Gokyo chant, at the end we shout mu, which I wonder sometimes if mu and ma aren't kind of the, you know, closely related, because it also does mean the void and the emptiness, which is, and you know, Reverend Ito will say, you know, when you shout mu, you just kind of empty yourself. But what is it that you empty yourself into? You know, there's, it isn't a sterile environment. It isn't something that doesn't have something already in it, but it's putting something else out there. So these, you know, I certainly don't have any answers to any of these things, but I think they are things to consider as we go around in our very, very busy lives. And, you know, people who have young families and careers and families that are visiting, and, you know, there's just so many, many demands. And if you can just begin a practice of taking a few minutes, you know, go sit on the sofa, or, you know, go and just try to be aware of what the body, you know, what you're bringing into that space, you know, not necessarily the external noise, but the internal noise, and see if there's any way to begin to let go of that noise, and to trust that it is going to be okay, that it will flow, it will grow. But if we sit there picking at it, it's not going to grow. So we really do have to learn to let go and let whatever it is move into that emptiness. And it will flower. I'm quite sure of that. So I think that's all I will say. Mm-hmm. Thank you so very much for making Hakone your stopping place this morning.